Things to do in Punta Cana, the ideal 5-day plan. Explore Punta Cana with our 5-day guide. Day 1. Welcome to Punta Cana, the experience begins. Day 2. Sailing, snorkeling, and the magic of Saona Island. Day 3. Thrills and nature at Skate Park. Day 4. A journey through the history and flavors of the Dominican Republic. Day 5. Total relaxation, last-minute shopping, and farewells. Punta Cana is much more than just a destination, it's the epitome of a Caribbean paradise. Famous for its endless white sand beaches, crystal-clear turquoise waters, and vibrant Dominican culture, this region offers the perfect setting for unwinding while enjoying unforgettable experiences. If you're planning your next getaway here, we've put together a 5-day itinerary that perfectly combines total relaxation with some exciting adventures. And to ensure your experience goes without a hitch from start to finish, it all begins with the comfort and excellence that only Princess Hotels Punta Cana can offer. Here's our day-by-day guide to making the most of your stay in this corner of the Caribbean. Day 1. Welcome to Punta Cana, the experience begins. Your adventure begins at Punta Cana International Airport, PUJ. To ensure a completely seamless transition from the airport to your oasis of relaxation, we recommend booking your transfer with Nexus Tours. Their transfer services guarantee a safe, punctual, and comfortable journey right to the doorstep of any of our Princess Resorts in Punta Cana. Once at the hotel, check in quickly, drop your bags in your room, and head straight to the beach or the pool. The first day is all about settling in, so order your favorite cocktail, feel the sea breeze on your skin, and enjoy a spectacular sunset from the shoreline. In the evening, treat your taste buds to an international buffet in the hotel's main restaurant while soaking up the tropical ambience and live music. Day 2. Sailing, snorkeling, and the magic of Saona Island. It's time to explore the Caribbean. We suggest booking a full-day excursion to Saona Island, one of the Dominican Republic's most iconic sites. How to book? You can either book directly at the tour desks located in the lobbies of our hotels or through reliable operators such as Nexus Tours, who usually include transport from the hotel. What to expect? The trip includes a catamaran trip with music and open bar followed by a traditional Dominican lunch, fresh fish, coconut rice and tostins, on the beach. You'll also have time to go snorkeling on the natural reefs and spot starfish in the shallow pools. Additional tips: bring light clothing, biodegradable sun cream, compulsory to protect the reefs, and a waterproof camera or case for your mobile phone. Here's a more detailed guide to the things you shouldn't miss on Saona Island. Day 3, Thrills and Nature at Skate Park. For thrill seekers, the third day is all about the experiencing the area's lush natural surroundings. Head to Skate Park in Cap Cana, a world-class eco-adventure park located about 20 minutes from the Princess Punta Cana Resorts. Things to do: don't miss the Hoyo Azul, a turquoise cenote at the foot of a cliff, and if you're looking for an adrenaline rush, try the zip line, which lets you soar over the jungle, or the flyboard, to walk on water. Transport: the hotel can arrange a hire car, or you can take a licensed taxi from reception. The journey takes approximately 20 to 30 minutes. Additional tips: wear comfortable, closed-toe shoes, with good support for adventure activities, and bring insect repellent. On your return, there's nothing better than a relaxing massage at the hotel spa to recharge your batteries. Here's an article that tells you all about Skate Park, with tips on the best things to do there. Day 4. A journey through the history and flavors of the Dominican Republic. Spend your fourth day discovering the soul of the country. A trip to the colonial zone of Santo Domingo, the first city founded by Europeans in the Americas, or a visit to a cocoa and/or coffee plantation in the nearby mountains are two fascinating options. How to go about it? We recommend a full-day guided tour organized by one of the tour operators represented in our lobbies, as this includes comfortable transport by air-conditioned coach, a bilingual guide, and all admission fees. What to expect? While there are a number of tour options, each with their own features, such as whether or not they include a visit to the Colon Lighthouse, Los Three Ojos, or lunch itself, one thing that's a must on every tour is a stroll through the cobbled streets of the colonial quarter to visit the Cathedral of the Americas, a journey through history with views of the River Ozama. Additional tip: this is a great opportunity to acquire authentic crafts and souvenirs directly from local artisans. Click this link for more details on what to see in Santo Domingo in one day. Day 5. Total relaxation, last-minute shopping, and farewells. The final day should be all about relaxation and celebrating a memorable trip, so why not enjoy a late breakfast at your leisure at your Princess Hotel? Spend the morning enjoying your favorite activity, a final dip in the sea, a yoga class overlooking the ocean, or simply reading a book in the shade of a palm tree. Afternoon, you can pop into Blue Mall Punta Cana or the local markets in Punta Cana Village to pick up some last-minute souvenirs such as rum, coffee, or Larimar. Farewell, enjoy a farewell dinner at one of the resort's specialty restaurants. Don't forget to coordinate with our reception teams to arrange for your luggage to be collected and, should you need it, request a wake-up call, arrange a taxi, or confirm your transfer so that it's waiting for you in the lobby to take you to the airport with complete peace of mind, bringing a perfectly organized trip full circle. Following this 5-day itinerary will ensure you a rich and varied experience with many unforgettable memories. The real secret to making a trip perfect, however, lies in where you stay. At Princess Hotels Punta Cana, we make sure every detail is taken care of, including luxury rooms, top-flight cuisine, entertainment for all ages, and warm, friendly service designed to make you feel right at home. Ready for the ultimate Caribbean experience? Paradise awaits you. FAQs about what to do in Punta Cana in 5 days. 1. What is there to do in Punta Cana in 5 days that combines the beach, day trips, and relaxation? A 5-day plan in Punta Cana can combine relaxation at the resort, excursions to Saona Island, adventure activities at skate park, and cultural visits to either Santo Domingo or local plantations. 2. How do I get from Punta Cana International Airport to the Princess Resorts? The article recommends booking your transfer with Nexus Tours to ensure a comfortable, safe, punctual service from the airport to your hotel. 3. What should one do on their first day in Punta Cana after arriving at the hotel? The first day is intended for relaxing and settling in, so enjoy the beach or the pool, sip a cocktail by the sea, and have dinner at the resort's international buffet. 4. Is it worth taking a trip to Saona Island from Punta Cana? Absolutely. Saona Island is one of the most popular day trips in the Dominican Republic as it combines idyllic beaches, snorkeling, and a catamaran trip. 5. What does a trip to Saona Island from Punta Cana usually include? A day trip usually includes transport from the hotel, a catamaran trip with music and an open bar, a traditional Dominican lunch, and time for snorkeling and enjoying the natural pools. 6. What activities are available at skate park in Cap Cana? At skate park you can visit the Blue Hole, go zip lining over the jungle, or try water sports like flyboarding. 7. How do you get to skate park from the resorts in Punta Cana? The hotel can help you arrange a hire car or a licensed taxi. The journey usually takes between 20 and 30 minutes. 8. What cultural excursions are available from Punta Cana? The article recommends visiting the colonial zone in Santo Domingo or taking a tour of a cocoa and or coffee plantation to gain a better understanding of Dominican culture. 9. Where can I buy traditional souvenirs in Punta Cana before heading home? You can get rum, coffee, or Larimar at the Blue Mall Punta Cana or the markets at Punta Cana Village. 10. What are the benefits of staying at Princess Hotels Punta Cana while on holiday? The article highlights its rooms, cuisine, entertainment, and services, all of which have been specifically designed to ensure a comfortable, well-organized experience in the Caribbean.